Former Liberian President Charles Taylor has testified at his war crimes trial, saying he did not meet with a rebel leader on the eve of the invasion of Sierra Leone. The 61-year-old is facing 11 counts of war crimes, allegedly committed during the civil war in Sierra Leone. His defence case, conducted by the Special Court for Sierra Leone in The Hague, is now in its ninth week. Among the allegations, prosecutors say he provided weapons to the rebels in exchange for access to so-called blood diamonds. The 1991 invasion of Sierra Leone sparked a brutal civil war in the West African country, marked by tussles over diamonds and participation by child soldiers. At least 50,000 people were killed in the 11-year conflict, which ended in 2002. Taylor refuted claims that he met with Fode Sanko, the leader of the rebel group, the day before Sierra Leone was invaded. Sanko, a former army corporal and photographer, led the first attacks on villages in a diamond-rich province of the country in 1991. A prosecution witness alleged that the former Liberian president had travelled on the road to Voinjima, the main city in northern Liberia, close to the borders of Guinea and Sierra Leone, a day earlier. But Taylor said he had not.
He is lying. There was no way I was in any convoy on the road. He made that up. It's a lie.
Since his defence case began in July, the former president has repeatedly dismissed the prosecution's claims as lies. He continued to do so today.
If I had been on that road, I would say I was on that road. I was never on that road in February or March or April or May or June or July of 1991. Ever. No. He lied.
The defence case continues Thursday. Kate Thomas for VOA News in Dakar.